This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, August 3. Wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. Our reading comes from Ecclesiastes chapter 2. What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving with which they labor under the sun? All their days their work is grief and pain. Even at night their minds do not rest. This too is meaningless. A person can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in their own toil. This too I see is from the hand of God, for without Him, who can eat or find enjoyment? To the person who pleases Him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, He gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth to hand it over to the one who pleases God. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. As a boy, Charles Dickens knew poverty from bitter experience. He never forgot what he'd learned. Many of his novels deal with the huge gap between wealth and poverty. Perhaps the most unforgettable is A Christmas Carol. Its main character, Ebenezer Scrooge, is a grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner who can squeeze blood out of a stone. Bob Cratchit, his underpaid bookkeeper, shivers in his unheated corner of the office. But Bob has learned to be content in his situation. At the meager Cratchit family Christmas dinner, Bob proposes a toast. Merry Christmas to Mr. Scrooge, the founder of the feast. Mrs. Cratchit objects with scornful words about Scrooge. But Bob, in all humility, replies mildly, "My dear, it's Christmas. And the children. For all his poverty, Cratchit has wisdom and happiness. But Scrooge, for all his wealth, has a bleak and miserable life." Here's something of the complexity and mystery about wealth and poverty. Most people think that wealth brings happiness, but that is not always so. Marxism claims that wealth always comes by oppressing the poor, but that isn't always so. Happiness and contentment can exist in the midst of scarcity, and the poor can oppress each other. What's more, the rich can be righteous, and they can be a blessing to the poor. Faith in God and living by His love are the keys to finding happiness. Pray with me. Lord, give us the wisdom to examine our motives and actions without fooling ourselves. May we please you in all we do. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.